Williams began his career at his father's paper, the Wrangell Sentinel. He and Dorothy Williams purchased the Petersburg Press in the late 1950s and eventually bought the Wrangell Sentinel in the 1960s from his parents. The couple later sold the two papers to Alaska Airlines President Charles Willis and went on to purchase the Sitka Sentinel in 1976. Thad Paulson purchased the Sitka Sentinel from the Williams in 1983 and managed the paper for the Williams for 7 years prior to that. Paulson says Williams purchased the struggling Sentinel to help ensure it remained an independent paper.
There undoubtedly would have been other prospective buyers of the Sentinel, but it was important to Lou to keep this Southeast Alaska newspaper community-owned, if possible. That was very important to him, obviously for his own newspaper. He thought that every newspaper should be owned and operated by people in the community that the newspaper served.
Williams continued his passion for community newspapers, purchasing his final paper, the Ketchikan Daily News, in 1976. Son Lou Williams III says his parents almost purchased the Juneau Empire instead.
He looked at the Juneau Empire buying it or buying the Ketchikan paper, and he met with a guy in Juneau, told the Juneau guy who was trying to sell, what do you do to make it better? And the guy took all my dad's advice, changed everything, and then sold it to Morse Communications for more money. My dad said he'd never do that again.
Lou and Dorothy Williams passed on their family legacy to their children, Lou, Kathy, and Tina Williams, who purchased the paper from their parents in 1990. Lou Williams says his father had a passion for newspapers.
He had three things he really loved. He loved the newspaper. He loved public service and, you know, being involved with your community. And he loved his family. He liked to do things with us. And he just wrapped those three things together and enjoyed his life doing it.
Williams says his father ultimately purchased the Ketchikan Daily News because he wanted health insurance for his family. After retiring, Lou Williams continued to write a weekly editorial column that ran in the Ketchikan Daily News and other papers around the state. Paulson says Williams believed that local opinions were the hallmark of community newspapers. Paulson says that consistent push for development had a lot to do with Williams growing up during tough financial times in Alaska.
Alaska was not financially prosperous. It was very hard to make a living in the state, and he never forgot that. And so development of resources, which had always been regarded as locked up or unexploited for one reason or the other, was very important to get business and industry going in this country. You know, right to the very end, he was a staunch supporter of the logging industry and ANWR, you name it. That's the kind of guy he is. Development is where it's at.
Williams was named Citizen of the Year by both the Ketchikan and State Chamber of Commerce. Paulson describes Williams as one of the pioneers of Alaska journalism.
I'd place him certainly in the pantheon of Bob Atwood in Anchorage and Bill Snedden in Fairbanks. Lou Williams was certainly one of the big three.
Williams is survived by his wife, three children, three grandchildren, and one great-grandchild. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.